White. Santa Rosa, California, February 7th, 1882. Dear Willie, I received a letter from Marion Davis, or card, rather, stating that Sister Kelsey was no better and that the babe was coughing and sneezing as though it had a cold. Now I am decided to go on to my Healdsburg place. I want you to see how I could get Wallace to work for me 2 months. I shall not move much at present. Shall get me a cheap second-hand stove and a little cheap furniture and commence living for myself at present. In my Healdsburg house, I have all the conveniences I wish. I do not wish to sell it for less than $4,000. I like the climate. I like the water. I can keep a cow and hens and chickens. I can get vegetables cheap and fruit cheap. But best of all, I have a place that pleases me and that I want to live in. I believe some way will be provided for me. I do not get suitable food going around. I do not know but what I shall come to Oakland this week. I went up 8 miles in the mountains to see Brother Thrope's family. Sister Thrope was sick. Has been sick since the camp meeting in Sacramento. Brother and Sister Cole accompanied me. We had a pleasant ride. We found an intelligent family of a father, mother, and sons. 2 young men are keeping the Sabbath, intelligent, good boys. These boys cook and take care of the mother in her sickness. After we came, Brother Thrope went on foot to notify his neighbors. We had a room full, 30 men, women, and children. I spoke to them for 1 hour with great freedom. They were an intelligent, nice-looking company. Several expressed themselves as highly pleased. They had read my books. They said they would now read with greater interest. These have never heard anything particular on the truth. I think with suitable efforts, they will come into the truth. This seemed the most like going into the highways and hedges and compelling them to come in. They are very anxious that I should stay here over the Sabbath and first day, and I think I shall do so, although I want to go to Oakland and see you all so much. But perhaps we had better close this interest here this week. Several are interested. It takes so long to work up an interest that when an interest is started, it should be followed up and the work nicely bound off. I will stay, I think, this week. My testimony seems to reach where others cannot. Just as soon as Mary can safely travel, I want her to come to Healdsburg on the cars. I will have a home comfortable, good fireplaces, and let Sister Kelsey have a chance to test the climate there. I think this is right. Now I have decided, although it may be expensive, it is my right to make myself comfortable and place myself under the very best circumstances health-wise. My idea of saving could lead me to place myself in unpleasant positions, but the family must be at Healdsburg. I would be glad to have Brother and Sister Rogers with me. This would suit me, but if I cannot have this, I will get the best help I can. I say, get the grapes and get me fruit trees, peach, cherry, plum trees, pear trees, when you can get them. Look after my rent money from Bradford's. Look up the matter and see if Father's secretary is sold to the office. I received a letter from Martha Amidon, one also from Lockwood, stating in regard to the things at Battle Creek. I make no reply. I hope you will not engage at all in the matter. The Moon is printing the proceedings. I think, if you had taken Bell here to California, you would have done a good thing. These matters are holding up McLearn. Let them work. They thought they would get along amazingly if Elder White was out of the way. And now let them work as best they can. I will have nothing to say or do about the matter, and I hope you will not. Let us keep out of all these responsibilities that we can. I see my testimony has some power yet and is appreciated. I think I am doing good in getting acquainted with the people. I would say it is thought by myself and others that, Should I occupy my place, it would stand a better chance for sale than if unoccupied. If I had to move in 3 months and could get $500 or $1,000 more for the place, it would pay. I could sell my goods to those families coming in and could get me another place if I liked. But to be shut up in a house in the city, I have no taste for it and do not believe I could be happy there. I want to be with Mary and Willie and shall be, perhaps, just as much as I am now. To be away off here and then separated from my home and friends and taking up with what I can catch is not pleasant or agreeable. After staying a while on my place without making any great parade or expense, I can test the matter fully whether my health is better. If not, my next step will be to go to St. Helena. I do not wish to put up a house in St. Helena and be to more expense if I can live in Healdsburg near the school. I should, if I decide to live there, get another horse for the family to use and should not leave them all without some hired man for them to rely upon. This matter I have carefully and prayerfully considered, and the above looks light to me. Mother.